It is 3:06 in the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO. And if you read my blog at KFGO.com, it is the So Many Opinions, So Little Time blog, and you can find it just by going to our homepage at KFGO.com, clicking on the blog tab near the top of the page, and you'll see my blog pop up there. If you read that, you'll know that I posted a quick post earlier this morning saying that Randy Kreil, the Wildlife Division Chief of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, has announced his retirement pending toward the end of August. August 29th, I believe, is his last office day, although the official retirement will not become so until late September or October. But Randy Kreil is a guy who's been on this program often over the past 5 years. He's a good source for all information outdoors, particularly as it relates to wildlife in the state of North Dakota. So I wanted to ask Randy on the program today to find out, what in the heck, Randy, are you doing? One of my best radio guests, you're going by the wayside, brother. What's going on here?
Well, let's not define wayside quite yet. I'll still be around, and I still intend to be involved with wildlife conservation and trying to help maintain wildlife resources in the state and the future of hunting. How that'll be and what capacity that'll be, I have no idea. I do know that I'm not going to start looking until after this fall's hunting season, and then I will. But yeah, the decision to retire from an agency that you love and that you've been with for 29 years, and for me personally, it's been part of my life since I was a little kid because my dad was a fisheries biologist.
Ah.
It was a very personal, intensely personal decision, and it was a very intensely personal set of reasons that I decided to retire at this point in time. And I'm going to share them with you, okay?
Okay.
Well, first, my mother passed away when she was 39. My father passed away when he was 57. My wife's sister just dodged a cruise missile with breast cancer at 60. So life is kind of short.
Mm-hmm.
And when my wife and I turned 40 years old, we went to high school together and everything, and we've talked about that over the years. But when we turned 40 years old, and it became clear that we weren't going to have children, we sat down and we said, well, what are we going to do with the rest of our lives? And at that point in time, we made the commitment to each other that we were going to work hard, save our money, and try to retire early and enjoy things that the outdoors and life has to provide, including, you know, the outdoors and friends and family and those kinds of things. And so this is that commitment arrived sooner than we anticipated. It snuck up on you, but this was the target date that we had in mind, the target age that we had in mind. And so, yeah, I'll be done at the end of August, and Karen will be done with her job with the Natural Resources Trust next June 30th. And so we're looking forward to it. We're very excited. I actually had planned to retire earlier this summer, but there's been a couple things that have occurred over the summer that have kind of derailed a few plans.
Yep.
And I kind of needed to stick around and try to help with some of that. And so, but in reality, it was, like I said, it was an intensely personal decision to retire for intensely personal reasons. But I think it's appropriate to share with people. Because on your show over the years, we've shared a lot of different things. And,
sure.
And I have no trouble sharing this with anybody at all, because that's the truth behind it, and that's what we're doing. And so,
how old are you, Randy, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 56. I'll be 57 in November.
Okay. So you're a young man, and you're getting out as a young man. You'll be able to do some of the things you like to do. The reason I had to ask, and the reason I think that, you know, many people were kind of going, this is interesting timing.
It is.
Was not only because of some of the stuff that happened earlier, and that's, I think you're referencing the audit and the controversy over some of the missing guns and things like that,
right,
with Game
right.
and Fish, but also it's a very, I would deem it a challenging time right now in North Dakota in terms of the outdoors, in terms of conservation, in terms of game and fish, because of all the rapid development in the western part of the state, because of all the loss of habitat, in terms of CRP going off the landscape, in terms of, you know, people screaming about not enough deer being in the landscape, and what are you going to do about it, game and fish. And so when all of those things add up, when I first heard yesterday that you were going to retire and that you confirmed it to me via text, I thought, I need to ask Randy why exactly he's doing this, and does it have anything to do with all those challenges? And you're saying, no, it doesn't.
Well, no, it really, it doesn't have anything to do with those. This is something, like I said, that that it was a personal decision. My wife and I, we decided when we were 40 years old we were going to do this, and we're going to live up to that commitment to each other, and honor that commitment to each other. But at the same time, my wife and I both are North Dakotans. We both care deeply about the future of natural resources and the future of hunting in this state, and we aren't going to disappear. Somehow, some way, we're going to help be part of the solution to what's going on in North Dakota right now. And I'm perfectly honest when I say I have no clue what that'll be. It may be as Randy Cryle, private citizen. It may be, I don't know where I'll show up. I don't know what'll happen. But I'm 56 years old. I can spend the next 10 to 15 years of my life working hard for the resources and the future of hunting in this state, because I believe in it. It's something that's in my soul, and I intend to do it. Exactly how that'll be, I'm not sure. But I know that I want to do something meaningful, and we'll see what happens. This is, I don't know if you're a Car Talk fan, but the Click and Clack used to talk about the third half of their show. Well, this is the third half of our lives. That's the way we're looking at it. And so, no, it really has nothing to do with the audit stuff. In fact, like I said, the audit actually threw a wrench into things, and I was going to actually retire earlier this summer. But I stuck around to try to help with that. In fact, Terry, at one time this summer, had me talked in to stay until next April. And then I went on a 7-day vacation to the Bighorns in Wyoming with some friends, and sitting by the trout stream and looking at the stars, I said, started weighing the pros and cons, going, God, there's not many things on the pro side of that list. And then we've got a new pup in the house to go with our 4-year-old, and so I'm going to be busy with that, teaching and training her. And I'm going on my first ever elk hunting trip with some friends to Montana this year. And I started looking at how many leave hours I had versus what I wanted to get done this fall, and they didn't add up. And so after I got back from vacation, I sat down with Terry and Scott, who of which both those guys are two of my closest friends I've known for over 30 years. And I said, you know, I'm reneging on you guys. I said I'd stay till April, but I just can't. There's too many things I want to do, too many things that I need to do. And the department's going to be just fine. There's a lot of great people here, and it's a solid staff, and it's built on the foundation of a team and not individuals.
Randy Cryle, North Dakota Game and Fish Wildlife Division Chief, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. He is talking about his impending retirement that's coming up here toward the end of August. Will be his last days in the office at North Dakota Game and Fish.
Actually, my last day of work will be the 18th of September. We're dedicating a brand new wildlife management area that's being donated by Great River Energy and the Falkirk Mining Company to the Department of Transportation, who signed a 99-year management agreement with us in McLean County, about 3 miles east of Underwood. And it's the most spectacular place in McLean County. And we were just there today looking at the boundaries, and Terry hadn't been there before. And so I said, I'm coming back for one day of work in September, and that's the day. I want to be there at that dedication, because it's the culmination of about a 12-year effort by lots and lots of people, from the county commissioners in McLean County to DOT to the mining companies and Great River Energy, and the Public Service Commission went all the way to the Supreme Court to defend this project. So I want to be there for that. That's pretty cool.
When you say you're going to move on and do something else, and you don't know what it is in terms of trying to help, you know, the cause in the outdoors in North Dakota, Randy, I would make the argument that a private citizen may be able to be more effective in doing some of those things than somebody who works for the state of North Dakota in the Game and Fish Department. That's no knock on the employees of the Game and Fish, but the truth is there are political boundaries to what can be accomplished by state government, by a Game and Fish Department. Am I speaking out of my rear end here by saying that, or is that the truth?
Everything you said is true. Everything you just said is exactly true. As a state employee, as a member of the Game and Fish Department, I need to be very diplomatic in my approach to controversial issues, because if you're not, it can have a negative effect on the people and the mission of this agency. And there's nothing I would ever do to threaten the mission or the agency. And also out of respect to our director, and also out of respect to the governor's office, who we work for. As a state employee, you just don't do those kinds of things. As a private citizen, that's different. You can say things that you might not say as a state employee. But you also have to be reasonable about it. I mean, people don't listen to pit bulls, you know. They listen to reason. They listen to science. They listen to sound, logical arguments and discussions. And I've always tried to do that. And whether I'm working for an entity or whether I'm just Randy Cryle, Joe Blow citizen, I'll still maintain that level of professionalism, even though I'm not working for the department. I mean, that's the way I approach things. You know, I've dealt over the last 20 years as Wildlife Division Chief. I've dealt with a lot of people. And in this role, I mean, there's some people out there celebrating right now listening to this because mm-hmm. I won't be here. But in this role, you quickly come to the realization that there's times you're not going to make people very happy because you can't give them what they want. And you can't tell them what they want to hear. And some people accept that and understand that, and some people never get over that. And all you can do is try to be honest and straightforward and do the best you possibly can and just develop thick skin and realize that some people just aren't going to like you for that, you know. And so we've always tried to maintain a professional approach to things, and I certainly will continue that even if I'm not working for the department.
A couple of texts come in directed toward you, Randy, and I'll read this one first. Says, Mike, hats off to Randy. He's truly a class act. I've enjoyed the hell out of listening to him over the years in the radio. Good luck to him and his wife. Have fun. Hopefully we'll get to hear you again on the radio someday. So there's a fan sending a text to you. Another one says, and we'll end it with this. Typical thing, Randy. It says, Mike, ask Randy when the deer lottery gun results are going to be out. They don't care about you. They don't care about your wife. They want to know when they can get their deer.
Well, that just goes to the passion behind hunting. Now, if that same person that has that kind of passion can tell me that they know the name of their state senator and their two state representatives, and they know their phone numbers and know how to get a hold of them and will talk to them on behalf of conservation, I'd be a lot happier person.
Sure.
But the fact of the matter is, the vast majority of hunters in this state can't answer those questions, and that's why conservation is in trouble in this state, because people sit on their butts, and they can call us, the Game and Fish, and rip us and give us the Riot Act, but we don't make all the decisions in this state. And so people need to get involved, because the people that don't have conservation in their heart are certainly involved.
Sure.
So I'll leave you with that message, and maybe need a guest host someday. I don't know.
When are the gun lottery results going to be out?
Oh, I
to answer the question.
We think Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay. Perfect. And if I need a guest host someday, Randy,
call
we'll
me.
Get a hold of you. Yeah.
We'll
talk again before you're done.
Yeah, so. The 29th of August is a long ways away, and there's a lot of things to happen. I mean, we got a bonus for people in the waterfall season this year. Looks like we're going to, and Pete, some of us older folks will remember this, but the bonus teal. Uh-huh. We're going to get two bonus blue-wing teal, and we think we will. I think right now the feds are going to give us two bonus blue-wing teal for the first 14 or 16 days of the duck season. Which is fantastic. I mean, that's something that production states like us have always wanted, because blue-winged teal head south in a hurry here, and by the time season opens, a lot of them are gone. And so if they're still here, we're going to have an opportunity to get people a harvest. So we might be able to shoot 8 ducks a day if things work out right.
Not bad. All right, Randy, thank you, and congratulations on your decision, and we'll talk again, okay?
Hey, and thanks for calling, and thanks for giving me the time.
Yep, you bet. Randy Cryle, North Dakota Game and Fish Wildlife Division Chief. He is stepping down. His last official day, as he said, September 18th, when